This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Monday, the 22nd of August. I'm Alex Ritson. The Dow Jones had a rather flat day, trading very slightly down to end the session at 18,529. Watching the day's action was Peter Jankowskis of Oak Tree Investments. I spoke to him a short while ago and began by asking him what was happening in the stock exchange today.
Well, there were a number of statements by various Federal Reserve Board members, some of them suggesting that the Federal Reserve is actively looking at perhaps raising rates by the end of the year. Interestingly enough, that actually caused the markets to move up at various points. I think the overall direction on the market was down due to the fall of the price of crude oil.
Yes, crude oil down 3% to $47, and that wasn't good, as you say, for energy stocks.
No, it was not. They were the worst performing sector on the day, declining almost 1%.
There was an interesting story, though, that we covered earlier in the program, and that was that Pfizer taking over this cancer drug maker.
Yes, that seemed to be a big move. It certainly did help the stock's value. Medivation, the company that Pfizer was acquiring, jumped nearly 20% on the day. Pfizer itself was down slightly on the day.
Another big takeover story, a little closer to actually happening, the U.S. authorities have approved the takeover by ChemChina of Syngenta of Switzerland. But the question I'm left wondering, neither of these countries are headquartered in the United States. What's it got to do with the U.S.?
Well, I think certainly there could be some business relationships here that they're concerned about. I doubt that the U.S. could certainly block the deal, but they might indicate that Syngenta had to divest itself of certain interests, that otherwise they weren't going to allow those contracts to proceed. So from that standpoint, I think they'd have a power of blocking pieces of Syngenta's business from operating here in the U.S., and that in itself might be enough to scuttle the deal if they were against it.
Peter Jankowskis in London at the end of the trading day. The FTSE was down 0.5%. It finished the session at 68.28. On the currency markets, a euro buys $1.13. The pound a little stronger, $1.31.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, art, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.